So as it happens sometimes around here at headquarters, I've gotten sick again, and this is fine. I feel pretty okay, if I'm to be honest. It's my my throat hurts really bad. It's swollen. I tried taking some, had tea with lemon. I had tea with lemon and honey, just lemon and honey. And then I went to the doctor yesterday, and they said that I have something called viral laryngitis, which is like, what? What's that? And actually yesterday I sound a little bit rough. It's like if I was just like, hey man, we're going to go rob that bank over there. Hey, you want to go rob the bank with us? Because we're going to go rob it, all right? That's how I talk now. But it actually does, it hurts to talk, which is fun. I actually had a meeting. Oh, yes, I went to the doctor. And hold on. And when you go to the doctor for the sore throat, you know what's going to happen is they're gonna swab the deck, and the doctor, the nurse came in, and she was just like, she's very nice, and she was like, oh, I'm so sad that you can't talk, because you always say the strangest things, you always make me laugh, and I was in my head, I was just like, I say strange things. And then I was like, oh, I make her laugh. That makes me happy. That's all I want to do in the world is make people laugh. Oh, boy, this hurts. So then she weighed me. And here's an – I think I've complained about this before. Oh, look, the voice is back a little bit. Okay. It says higher now. That's weird. She went to weigh me, and she got me on the scale, and it used to be at the doctor's office you would have, like, your underwear, like your boxers, and your a t-shirt or something on, right? But I had, like, two shirts on, my pants, and my pockets are full of – I carry rocks around. I don't know why. No, but so, you know, she weighs me, and she was like, oh – you must have had a good lunch. And I was thinking, I was like, I didn't even have lunch. It hurts to swallow. It hurts to breathe. It hurts to swallow. I can't put food in there. I'm fat. But, you know, if you take off the weight of the clothes, when did the weight of the clothes become part of your weight is my complaint there, I guess. But then I had dinner with a friend the night before. I am rambling today, man. I'm going to blame it on. I started taking the I didn't have any cold medicine or anything that seemed appropriate for a sore throat, and they didn't give me any medicine for this whatever it is. Laryngitis C thing. So the kids have this it's called Zarbies maybe. I think it's called Zarbies. Zarbies. And it's all like homeopathic-y stuff, and it's like there's honey, which isn't really homeopathic, I guess, but I wanted honey on my throat. And then there's also the stuff melatonin makes you sleep, and then there's other stuff too that makes you feel better. So I took some a couple nights ago, and I had this crazy dream, and it was all these people that I know were in it, and Taylor Swift was in it, and we all lived in this weird little town, and. I don't remember any of the dream, but it was like a sitcom. Like it was like you'd pop into a set and be like, hey, and then there'd be like funny wacky jokes or whatever. And then, I don't remember. It was a weird dream. But then last night I took it again, and at night they said I got to stay hydrated. So I drink water. And last night I drank, I had some, apple juice with water in it. And I think that made it feel better. So I'm taking this kid's medicine and I'm drinking apple juice from now on to make me feel better. I can't really eat because it hurts, so I'm drinking smoothies and eating yogurt, which is great because this weekend is a Super Bowl and my little birds are in it, and fingers are crossed. And I'm going to, in theory, if I feel better, please make me feel better. We were going to have a Super Bowl party. We're going to have people over, but I just can't do it anymore. I can't. I don't have it in me. So we're just going to have us as a Super Bowl party, which, all right. You know, that makes sense. Because we're going to get all this food that just the wife and I are going to eat, and the kids are going to be like, that's disgusting. And I'm going to be like, ow, why are you here? Go out. Here's $15. Go have fun. Go out of the town. Wherever you kids go. Go to the arcade. Go to the penny arcade. Go get some penny candy. $15. So it's fine that I'm on this kind of diet of what is this stuff I'm using? Diet of yogurt liquids. I gotta go to work today, people. I left work early yesterday, and I gotta go in today. And I am not operating on all. I'm not operating on all cylinders. I'm not functioning on all cylinders. No, firing. I'm not firing on all cylinders right now. And the doctor, she was like, "Do you? I don't even know. That's not even worth talking about." The doctor came in and she swabbed me. There. All that tangent was just because I was talking about swabbing and I want to talk about the nurse. Turns out, so I don't have strep throat, which I knew. Because with strep throat, you can look into a mirror and if you can open your mouth, you can look in the back and you'll see like white spots. And like rabbititis. It's like, oh, I got rabbititis. But and she's like, but we're gonna send this off. The culture. We're going to send this culture off to have it. And I was like, all right. I don't care. I don't know. But then she's like, here's what you do. Drink a lot of fluid. Don't exert yourself. Don't exercise. And I was just like, I like exercising. And good luck. Basically, that was it. And I was just like, well, this is a waste of $30. All right. I could have stayed home and slept for the 2 hours this doctor's appointment took and would have probably made me feel a little bit better. So that's where I'm at right now. I got to have dinner with a friend of mine earlier this week who had moved from New York to Minneapolis, Minnesota, and he's great, and I miss him. It's a weird thing. When you get older, you don't have as many friends, you know? And you're like, oh, telephone, you can stay in touch on Facebook. That's garbage. You know, you need to be able to sit across a table from somebody and really, to be able to really complain. It's essential to do it in person. Otherwise, you know, when they hang up the phone, they're just like, oh, that guy. So this is like physically, you have to be like, oh, that guy. It was so fun, though. We went to a barbecue place in the city, and you get a meal ticket, and there's all these rules. Gotta get a meal ticket. Can't come in without a meal ticket. Don't leave without a meal ticket. Your meal ticket, meal ticket, meal ticket. And he's like, oh my goodness. So we get in line, and there's just so much food, and it's overwhelming. And the guy behind the counter, he was great. He was a great salesman. He was just like, all right, here's what you guys want. You guys both want this. You look like hungry gentlemen. You know what you're going to want? You're going to want this special. It comes with two meats, and it comes with two sides. You're also going to get cornbread with that. And I was like, that's too much food. And he was like, no, man, it's not that much food. Trust me, it's going to be perfect for you. So you're going to, and I got turkey at a barbecue place. But I got to tell you, man, it's delicious. I can't eat the leftovers because it hurts too bad. But man, that day it was delicious. This was a few days ago. I got turkey and I got corn casserole. Who knew? That's the best thing ever. It was so good. White choupette corn casserole, and I got green bean casserole too. I feel like this is the conversation you're gonna have with me, Bumper Podcast. When I'm put away in an old folks' home, and you show up on, you know, the day before Christmas, where you've come into town, you're not going to waste your Christmas on me, but you're going to come and visit me because it is the holiday season. This is what I feel like this conversation is. Although I haven't mentioned soup, so maybe we're not entirely there. But if you are still listening, to the Bumper Podcast. I appreciate you. I love you to pieces. I love doing the Bumper Podcast. My voice actually feels better now than it did before, so I appreciate you for that. I do feel like I'm going to pass out. That's not your fault, all right? I got to tell you. And I apologize for the rambling. I apologize. Pig he's got something. He's out. He's out like a light. He's asleep right now. Rufus T. Rufus is actually in the south. He said it's too cold for him here. Coleman Sparkles is in the mine, of course, because it's his day to go down to the mine. Pirate, I don't know if the pirate has a name. I just call him the pirate. Anyway, you guys are top-notch. I am so glad I don't have any shows. That was a worrisome thing for me because I can't do shows right now. I mean, I'm talking now, but I gotta be funny. Clearly, I can't be funny.